Another workout in the books. So this time, I realized that what I have to offer you isn't only limited to coffee. So while coffee is going to be a major focus and news and going and comings of all things coffee related, Starbucks I can see there being maybe a shift of my topics. Or rather a focus on other stuff. Because at the end of the day, the common humanity with us all is something more important, something really special. That while coffee is something we can bond over, or food, you know, it doesn't particularly matter. And to look at my past, there is Magic the Gathering, the game that's more than a game. And getting older, I'm appreciating and realizing the importance of these social constructs, if you will, these activities, things like Pokemon Go, board games, coffee, things that bring humans together, and then we can do whatever, make friends, get together with old friends. So my relationship with not only myself and other people, but the universe is shifting. And I'm really excited to give you guys my 2 cents on things and my observations and my fun. I got to visit an old coworker at her coffee place, and she is living her best life. I think the shift to her new position, as well as another, she's doing a different job where she does a bit more travel, is more in line with her energy and vibe, and I'm glad she's on that path. I think that's a reminder to myself and to all of us that Starbucks is, or most jobs are, a stop along the way. And this one is a good one. This is a goodie. And this thought experiment is a good way to get out of your mind and to think, oh, this is where I'm going. So the thought goes like this. There are people out there who will be part of the experiences in your life that you haven't met yet, and you're not ready to meet yet, that you still have things to learn, to go through, things to maybe change about yourself and reflect. And then you'll be ready for those people. The love of your life, a new best friend, a new gym bro, a new gaming partner, a new cosplay buddy, a new ball game comrade. I know, you challenge me to a bout of using words, and I will use the words most interesting. In other news, my parents are going to Florida to enjoy some time in the more warm climates. Yes, they are a big fan of Disney. I did grow up on Disney. That was our go-to family vacation. So what I'm doing now, this is another example of having experiences is great, but then sharing them is, you know, an even other treasure. Sharing your treasures and the jewels that you've picked up on your journey with other people, and then being open to receiving those from people, and then building on that foundation with your friends and saying, oh, you know, hey, like, we enjoy coffee, we enjoy doing this, let's go do that. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So for me, I think I have a pretty solid energy generating / vibe creation power ability tendency affinity gift from, you know, the big man upstairs. I I wouldn't say I am religious in the traditional sense. I think there's too much dogma in religion. And realistically, if there is, let's say there's a God. You know, this God is the force of the universe that created all this and, you know, has done all these things that are beyond our comprehension. As we come to better understand science, it makes more sense. Which is, you know, this is a real nice, clean way of understanding the world, the universe. So, I think God has a place in it. I used to be very like, no, I am an agnostic. What's that? Not, atheist is no God. Agnostic is like, you acknowledge that it could be God. I think at this point, after everything I've been through, spirituality is super important. Being in touch with the universe, like, the present moment, being, like, existing outside of your mind, outside the ego, right? These are all sort of spiritual things. And definitely heavily influenced by Buddhist, Stoic ideas. So, where does that leave us? Whatever works for you, do you. Honestly, I don't give a crap what you believe, what you think you believe. You want to believe in the flying spaghetti monster? Great. You want to be a Mormon? Great. You want to be Jehovah's Witness? Great. You want to be Christian, Buddhist, Jewish? Whatever. Like, at the end of the day, what you believe is up to you. You can choose that. And I will choose mine. And I think one thing we get caught up a bit too much of these days is that somebody's right or wrong. And that's really, I think, such a problem with modern society, that things are either right or wrong. This is yes or no. Go this, yes, that, no. That's exactly the political climate of the U.S. if you're not one party or the other. And even more so with, I would say, the internet, because you're letting these echo chambers really create more and more into themselves, or you're allowing people of a very niche mentality getting in more touch. Well, this is good and bad. And you could say, okay, for example, you can meet all kinds of friends online. And of course, we've all have met people through the power of this increased connectivity. Well, that's also right. There is a bad point of being constantly connected. That's, you know, not necessarily an amazing thing, because we, you know, expectation and, you know, internet, cell phones, not that old in the scheme of humanity. You know, that's a good point. That is a really good point. I think the ancient wisdoms, the wisdoms of centuries, of years, of just human existing, those are the ones we really want to paint. And it's like, oh, you know, we grew up that, I learned that with religion as a kid, and it's like, oh, this, whatever. And now it's like, oh, you know, I look at, you know, the golden rule, things taught by Jesus, you know, being kind to people, do unto others. Now, I think the problem with religion is that the presentation of the info, also how it's said, because it uses all those old words, and it's just, it, you're alienating your audience. You know, the same way as when you talk with people, you want to talk to a way that they get, like, you don't want to, like, be, like, talking too verbose, but you want to, like, be mindful of who you're talking with. You know, for example, if you're a doctor, you'll, you know, probably talk more how we would imagine a doctor talk with your doctor friends, and then when you're with your business friends, you might talk about things like that. You might have friends who are more into the psychology and, you know, relationship stuff and all these attachment theories and things that are super important and very valuable for us in our relationships. It's something we don't, as a society, really prioritize or import on. So I think that's another wisdom to learn, is how can we be actively creating relationships that are good. Effing loaded word, it doesn't really mean anything. But relationships that are fulfilling, ones that we are getting enjoyment of, and being able to... Ah, this was another thought from the gym. Here we go, this is a really good one. Is to get rid of the idea of how something should be in your mind. And to just accept things as they are, both people, you know, and conditions, yourself, the world. And to not really worry about it. To be like, okay, like, you know, we want somebody to be something. Or, like, great example. Like, you know, you look at this cute little something in the gym and you're like, oh, that girl's a little cute. But it's like, right, then it's just a story in your mind of like, oh, like, she's cute, I should ask her out, blah, 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 whatever. Now, by saying I have to ask this person out, then I'm limiting myself to... You know, I'm basically putting myself in a box to what can happen from experience if I were to even talk with this person. Because similar to the, as I was saying before, like, there are people out there who will be really good friends. All strangers are friends we haven't met yet, or something like that. One of those cute sayings, and it's very true. All your friends now, before they were your friends, were a stranger, and then it was through one of you. Putting out the olive branch, or, you know, just something to say, hey, like, I think you're cool, let's be friends. You know, as kids, it's fucking simple. You say, hey, you want to be friends? Yeah, of course. And now as adults, it's like, oh, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And we get stuck in our heads, conditioning. So I think these kinds of thoughts and that come to me and these wisdoms, these will be, I think, the new sort of things that I try to focus on. Obviously, of course, with an eye to coffee, and if there's any good coffees or new goings, there is the new minimum wage in California for fast food joints. This could spell a new era in fast foodish kind of business, and Starbucks is one of those. Starbucks, we'll say it's a people business that sells coffee, blah, blah, or whatever. It's really, from my experience, what I'm seeing, it's a volume business. It's not about crafting this crazy, like, you know, unique thing. You know exactly what you're getting at Starbucks. You can get the same exact thing wherever you go, whenever, and you can basically, you know, do the Starbucks thing. You get the Starbucks stuff, you go to Starbucks, you get the stuff for the people, you know what you're getting, so you know the food's crap, and that's why the small cafes are really good, because you get actual stuff, and it's blah, blah, blah. It goes as it goes, needs to go, and that is how it goes. So even in my thinking, you know, moving away from thoughts of Starbucks is yet, you know, just one company of all these corporate ones, things like Disney, that similar, or wants to be like part of the Disney experience. My experience with Disney and my parents, and having observed Disney's changes, it's become much more corporate. I mean, same with Starbucks. It's, you know, trying to promote you to just keep buying and spending, which is a bigger problem. Capitalism, of course. That's the society we live in. And, you know, we can do our best and have fun with that and go from there. So, that's kind of direction where I'm going. Kind of come to the end of my drive. It's been another good gym, another good one. It was 2 hours today. I was thinking to do a twofer session on one. Night, but I end up doing it 2 hours now. I think for me, the thought there is, right, while there are, you have these people you haven't met yet, you need to become the person. So for me, going to the gym, building that, you know, the muscles and the habits and the discipline, that's the same for everyone. I might even go into training. That is another thought for me, so I will leave that with you. Until next time, my comrades from Mochi 2.